You know, when you have oversight, governmental oversight especially, there's always a, sometimes, not always, there is a sense of urgency and kind of the unknown. What does this mean? What is our local control look like? The appointment of commissions, and I've said this on our first commission, we did this 4 years ago, is not a takeover. The idea that you appoint someone and you have the capacity to remove them, they serve at your pleasure, is an indicator that you're in a collaborative relationship. When you then look at the other appointments made by those who have the appointing authority, and you look at the characteristics of those appointments, that gives you a great indicator of the type of relationship that you're going into. So based on our conversations, based on our experience, based on our deliberations with the state, with the governor's office, we have every indicator that this is a collaboration, this is a partnership. In that, you know, it's a healthy environment. Now, it's challenging. Egos have to be put in place. And it's a question of, can you fully embrace the opportunities that this creates against some of the anxiety? You know, so you have anxiety here, you have opportunity here, and it's a question of, are you going to focus on the opportunities that you have, or are you going to focus on the challenges? We meet the challenges, but we really focus and we embrace these opportunities. And so again, the idea is not to be confrontational, adversarial, but to work cooperatively. The analogy I've used before is, it's interesting, dancing and boxing are very, very similar. They're choreographed somewhat. We want to make sure that we are always doing more dancing than boxing. And I know even as a board, where you have sometimes differing opinions among our five members, it's important that we always work collaboratively together for the best interest of the district. And we think that working with the State Department of Education, working with the commission and everybody else, it's how do we collaborate, how do we work as partners, and focusing on the objective measures that are going to be the best for these students. And that's where we're at.
How does a commission like the first one or this one impact what you do as a school board?
Well, in many regards, interestingly enough, there was a lot of folks who thought that we were going to be a challenge with the commission. If you look on record, we never had a conflict with this commission. We had conversations. We held each other accountable. Our job isn't accountability to them. Our job is to work at the best interest of the students. When we're doing our job and they review the work that we're doing, that validates the work that you're doing. It's always good to have another five eyes, ears, and mouths to give you guidance and insight. So again, we work collaboratively. There are certain things that they were focused on, things that we were focused on. If you look at our overall work product, it did not change. There was not any time that we were not engaged in decision making. There was not any time that decisions that we made were overruled by the commission. There are certain things that we dialogued on, that we discussed in terms of, okay, this is what we need to do. How do we best go about doing that? With the resources and the opportunities we have, how do we navigate this? Who leads this? Who leads that? So we worked very cooperatively in that environment. In this one, we expect similar. This commission is very different than the first commission. This commission's authority is very different, and I think its behavior would be very different. The previous commission had a much more operational function, even than a board would. We operate more in the governance and the policy realm, whereas the past commission, we're really in the operations part of managing this education improvement plan. So again, they were really more in the weeds, and we tend to be at a different elevation because again, they worked really as an extension of the administrative process, whereby we work in the governance place, which is very different. So I think reasonably, they had a different role, but absolutely we worked cooperatively together. This commission, the biggest and the greatest charge based in the House bill is the search and the hiring of the CEO. The CEO then retains significant authority. So again, it's and we've never seen that dynamic before. We've never seen that model. Again, we're optimistic that everyone understands that authority means that you're responsible also to make sure you are coordinating the collective collaborative effort. And that's our responsibility, is to do what's best for the district. If we're doing that, we need not be intimidated, but do our work with diligence, and then be very receptive to advice, information. And again, the nice thing is you can sometimes appoint a greater quality than you can elect. Election is based on number of votes, popularity, and a lot of other things. With all of these appointments, as with the previous commission, we reviewed resumes. We looked at prior work product. So you think about federal government. It's nice that we make some appointments as opposed to electing, you know, electing generals. Yes, it's a scary thing. So again, we believe that the appointment process gives us the opportunity to look at the condition of the district, and then find individuals that bring specific skills and strength to advancing that. So I think that the appointment process of this commission can bring very dynamic leadership and insight, and we expect that that will contribute to the development of the district.